Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Gagan, and this week we're going to be talking a little bit about the break that I had from the podcast. This will be our first episode in 2025, and that means now that I think the last episode was in November of 2024. So I've had kind of 2 months of not creating podcast episodes to honestly think a lot more about the podcast, think a lot more about what I want to do, and also to kind of plan ahead for 2025. So that's kind of what this episode is going to be. And we're going to talk a lot about what I think is kind of good in terms of taking breaks, how I think that's really important for anybody. Honestly, if I had to do podcast episodes for the every single week and not take a break, then I feel like by now I probably would have been quite burnt out with making episodes because it can take quite a while. Even this episode actually has taken a long time to make because I actually moved to a new laptop, and that meant that everything had to be set up again, and some things I wasn't able to set up again, so I had to do from scratch, and it's a whole big long story, but I feel like you're constantly kind of dealing with things like that with podcasting, whether it be problems with uploading to YouTube or whatever it might be. So just having that little break where you don't have to worry about those sorts of things can be really, really helpful. In terms of my break itself, honestly, there's quite a few things that I did and learned throughout the break. One thing that I did a lot of was spending time with family. Me and my wife have been spending a lot of time just kind of learning to relax and not work 7 days a week anymore, because that was not particularly good. Even deciding to do things like traveling more. Obviously, we live in Ireland, so traveling to just about anywhere in Europe is pretty easy, and you can do it in maybe an hour or two for a lot of places. Honestly, it kind of taught me a lot about even kind of programming in a strange way, like in terms of being able to go away, take a break, come back. Even over the Christmas break, I didn't program for like a week or so. And when I came back, I was really excited to get back to programming and kind of get working again. So yeah, just really kind of, you know, learning that sometimes taking a break can help make you be more kind of efficient. And I feel like I already kind of knew that, but I feel like I've been experiencing it more and more as I've actually kind of tried to have a better work-life balance. And the same thing applies for the podcast. Even in terms of, you know, what kind of episodes I want to do, who I want to have on the podcast, and the format of the podcast, that will probably change this year. Not obviously immediately necessarily, but even the types of guests that we have and the kind of things that we talk about might not necessarily be the exact same as last year. Obviously, there'll still be a lot of things to do with accessibility, one of which will be an exciting episode that I'm going to hopefully make soon, more of an update on kind of being able to make games for people who use screen readers, which is actually what episode one was all about, around this time last year, actually. There's actually a lot of research out there that has shown that taking breaks can actually significantly reduce your stress and will actually decrease your levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. This can often lead to better things like better focus and concentration, which I've definitely noticed. Even in terms of concentrating on tasks and work now, I feel like once I kind of get started on something, it's way easier for me to kind of keep focused on that one task and just kind of keep going until it's done. Even in terms of organizing tasks better, I feel like I've gotten way better at that. So we use GitHub issues to track things and work, right, for programming related tasks. And I also have like a text document that I keep on my desktop just called tasks. And in there, I just have a list of tasks. So even in terms of being organized, I've found that it's really helped to kind of take a break, come back and kind of start fresh, because last year it felt like I couldn't get organized so much because there were so many things to do. But kind of coming back this year and obviously having more of a fresh perspective and fresh look at things, I realized that it would be honestly not too difficult to kind of get things organized or to at least start doing that. Even things like feeling depressed can also be helped by taking breaks, and also even increasing energy and motivation. It can have a really big impact on that as well, whether it's actually just increasing your energy levels or even just increasing your kind of sense of accomplishment. And I've definitely noticed that even it feels like we're doing better already this year, and like the things we are doing are better. For example, when I finish a task now, it's like, wow, I got that done, it's finished, it's really cool. Definitely something I felt a lot of so far this year is more so being proud of what I've done, as opposed to just going from task to task to task and not really feeling necessarily good about them. Not necessarily because the quality of the work has increased, but I feel like just my perspective has changed on it, and also just essentially how I feel about doing things in general. Even increasing creativity, I feel like I've kind of gotten better at coming up with ideas and finding workarounds for things and not getting stuck as much. Because that was a big problem that I would have sometimes, is if I was having an error or whatever, I would get stuck on that and it would be really frustrating and I wouldn't really move past it. Which honestly hasn't really happened so much. Even if I do get stuck, I either just find a solution or I move on to something else and I come back to it later. And generally I find that works out way better than just kind of pushing through it and hoping for the best. Even breaks also supposedly will allow you to process information in new ways and make connections that may not have been kind of apparent to you before, which again is obviously really important, especially if you do work in a job that is more based on problem solving. Then obviously it's really important to kind of have the ability to do that and to get that fresh perspective. You know, it's really important and really, really helpful. For me personally, I feel like this actually led to a bit of a change in my goals. My goals before were obviously to, you know, make things work with Envisionly and, you know, keep doing the podcast, etc., etc., etc. But I feel like a big goal that I've kind of started to focus more on is just personally doing better as well. Whether it's just feeling better throughout the day or doing more things in my personal life, even if it's just having a bit more time to sit down at the end of the day and watch a show or, you know, go somewhere. I feel like it's definitely helped me kind of change my perspective on that. And that has also made me feel better, kind of saying, oh yeah, you know, we could totally, you know, go out and have lunch for an hour, or we could, you know, do this. I don't need to just be worrying about work all of the time. I feel like that's definitely a big perspective shift that I've had, and something that has kind of really benefited me, even just having that kind of different opinion and perspective on it. I do definitely want to say thank you to everybody for your patience while the podcast was on hiatus there. I had actually considered making this season 2, but we eventually decided that kind of continuing on with the episode numbering would probably make more sense, especially because we didn't really call the first 36 episodes season 1, so it might be a bit strange to then just suddenly go to season 2. Honestly, even for everybody, but especially for, you know, podcasters, burnout prevention is really important. Because as I mentioned at the start, sometimes it can be kind of demanding, and even the like problems and issues that you might be encountering can kind of lead to some burnout, even in terms of coming up with ideas for the podcast. And sometimes it can be difficult, you know, to kind of sit down and come up with enough ideas for, you know, 36, 37 episodes or whatever. So even having that break can be really important just to kind of help you even come up with some new ideas, or, you know, maybe think over what you might want to cover. In terms of kind of things that really help, I find when doing a podcast, something that can really help is kind of having better time management, you know, setting boundaries, and maybe even delegation. So, for example, saying, okay, this is one thing that actually we were talking about yesterday, is about when I should record my podcast. I used to do it on Thursday nights, but given that we're trying to have a bit of a better work-life balance, I'm probably going to do it Thursday afternoon. So probably at like 3:30 p.m., for example, right? Then I can record from 3:30 to 5:00 if I have, you know, an hour worth of recording to do. Obviously, that means it's actually part of my workday then, which is really helpful, because previously it wasn't. It was kind of after the workday. And generally, I'd do it at 9 p.m. and it would be going till 10, maybe later than that, which obviously is quite late to be doing it. And also, I said it kind of impacts then my personal time that day as well, which isn't great. obviously setting boundaries, even with yourself, and saying, no, I'm going to do it at 3:30. I'm not going to get distracted at responding to emails or, you know, working on something else, whatever it might be. Oh, somebody asked for a meeting at 3:30 or 4:00. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to say yes. I'm going to tell them, no, I can actually meet you on Friday if that's okay. Instead, you know, and having those boundaries with yourself and also with others is really important for kind of keeping things on track and making sure that you actually get things done and recorded. Obviously, delegating if you can. So, for example, with my show notes, for a lot of the time, my wife will help me come up with those. So, for example, if you have somebody that you can help delegate to, whether it's with show notes or your social media posts or whatever it might be, even if you have like a co-host, maybe you split things so that they do certain things and you do certain things, just so that obviously not everything is up to you. Because it can be a little bit overwhelming if you have to do everything by yourself. You know, you have to come up with the idea, write the show notes, record the episode, edit the episode, publish the episode, post on social media about it. You know, that could be a lot of time and a lot of stress for one person, you know. So even having somebody that you can delegate things to, obviously really helpful. If you don't, you know, obviously then you can't really do that. But, you know, if you can get somebody to help you with anything, even if it's just to help you come up with a few ideas or to, you know, help you figure out what hashtags to put on your posts or whatever it might be, you know, it could be really, really helpful. I feel like I also used to think that breaks were not necessarily lazy, but kind of the lazy thing to do. It's like, oh, you know, you shouldn't be taking time off, whatever, whatever, whatever. Whereas it's actually really normal and essential to kind of keeping your productivity and creativity going. Because otherwise, I said, you're going to get burnt out. And obviously, that's not going to be helpful for coming up with ideas or even just wanting to record the episode in the first place. In terms of what's actually planned for this season, I can't say too much just yet, but what I can say is that we should have two guests that are at least relatively confirmed already, one of which is, you know, an employee here at Envisionly, and another is actually the owner of another technology company. So hopefully I can share more information about that soon, but those should be really interesting, and obviously we'll probably have more guests throughout the season. As I also mentioned, we're probably going to have an update very soon on being able to use different game engines with screen readers, which is really exciting. It's something that I've been kind of keeping up to date with now for a few months. As I mentioned last time, we kind of mentioned there actually wasn't really any updates and hadn't really heard anything from anybody, but there's actually been a lot of progress over the last, I'd say, month or two in kind of getting that implemented into an open source game engine. So actually, in some ways, is even better than it being in Unreal or Unity, because obviously it's open source, so it means it's free for everybody to use, and it's available for anybody to use as well. In terms of what my vision is for this podcast this year, kind of to spread more awareness about accessibility, hopefully gain some insights personally and for anybody who listens, from different guests that we're going to have on the show, whether it's about, you know, running a technology company, working at a technology company, or, you know, whatever it might be that we end up talking about. Because I know I've actually learned loads, even just from having the guests that we've had on so far on the podcast. Obviously, on the topic of the podcast itself, I thought I'd share a little bit about how we actually make the podcast and what goes into that. So what will generally happen is, the first thing we do is come up with an idea, and sometimes that will be my wife coming up with an idea, or sometimes it'll be me. A lot of the time when it's me, I'll just be walking around doing something, and I'll be like, oh my god, that would be a great idea for the podcast, we need to do an episode about that, and then we will put it in a Google Doc that we have, where we have a list of podcast ideas, and we also just have some general guidelines to try and help come up with ideas. Sometimes we also use AI to help come up with ideas, depending on if we have any, or maybe we have an idea but we're not quite sure what to do with it. After that is when we generally try and come up with the show notes, and generally we'll kind of try and do that in bullet point form. So I don't necessarily like having a script for episodes, which I'm sure some people like having that. I just like more so having a structure of the episode, so maybe the different sections that we're going to cover. And then obviously some sub bullet points kind of for me to talk about, with maybe some statistics thrown in there, if that's applicable. So, you know, it would say like introduction, and then under there we'd have, talk a little about the topic, introduce it. And then under that, we'd have like 98% of people, said that actually high contrast colors are really beneficial, whatever. And then usually we'd have where the source is from. So that's kind of how we, make the show notes and why they're in that kind of structure. I also feel like that works especially well for when we have a guest. It kind of leaves a bit more room for talking about other things, and also for not having it just be so scripted. Because a lot of the time, some of the best conversations that we have had with a guest is actually I will mention something that maybe is in a bullet point or that I know about them, and then we'll talk about something that's not even in the document. And a lot of the time, that's actually kind of how the best things will happen, is just kind of giving people that bit of room to talk a little bit more about things that they're interested in. After that is when I will actually record the episode. So for that, I actually use Reaper, which is audio editing software. You can actually use it for a lot of other things. You can actually use it to make music. It's how I made the intro to the podcast. And it actually works with screen readers, but you have to install a plugin called Ozara. Reaper is very cool. It is kind of complicated, especially if you've never used any kind of audio editing software before. But it is really cool, and there are a lot of free plugins available for it. Which is really great. The plugins are things like even instruments. You can get like a piano plugin or a drums plugin or, an auto-tune plugin or whatever it is you want. So it can be really useful for just about anything, whether it's just editing audio or actually creating music or, whatever it might be that you are trying to accomplish. After that, then I will upload the episodes. And how that works is we have an online storage bucket with DigitalOcean. And I will upload the podcast file there, and then I have a database with all the podcast information on our website. So if you actually go to envisionly.tech/RSS, and you'll actually see the RSS file there. And that's actually generated by information that I keep in a database, and it's the same information that's used on the actual podcasts page. So when you go to the Envision website, if you click on Envision Tech and then podcast, that page is actually generated. I don't update that manually. I just put things in a database and it updates that page by itself. So once that's done, I've put the information in the database, and the podcast then goes out to different streaming services. Sometimes that can take a few minutes, and for some streaming services, it takes a few hours. Once it's available on all the different streaming services, we will go and get the links to each one and then put those in the database too, because as far as I'm aware, there's no automatic way to do it, sadly, and it's one of the more time-consuming bits of uploading the episodes generally. But once that's done, then we will actually post on social media, and my wife is the one who does the social media management for Envisionly and just me personally. So any posts you see are probably written by her, especially the images. Surprisingly enough, I'm not very good at making those. So then once we have the links, she will post on LinkedIn and X, and obviously she will include the links to the different episodes so that you can click on them and watch it on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you want to watch it. And I mean, it's actually relatively simple, I suppose, how our podcast setup works. Obviously, if we have a guest or something like that, it might be slightly different. But generally speaking, I mean, that's it. It's just those few steps to kind of get a podcast from idea to actual publishing. That is essentially going to be it for this episode. It's the first episode back, so I didn't want to make it too crazy or too long. But next week, we should have a more regular episode where we just cover a more specific topic. So thank you all for listening. As always, I've been your host, Paul Gagan, and this was the Envision Tech Podcast.